This is the time of the year when you make New Year's resolutions and maybe remember the resolutions that you made and tried to keep 1 year ago. And on this occasion, we're going to check in on some people who were asked to resolve to give up crime 1 year ago. Last year, Inspector Jeff Miles thought he could send some gentle encouragement to some not-so-gentle folk. Inspector Miles is a policeman in Wiltshire, England, and he sent letters to 22 hardcore criminals in his area to try to convince them to see the light. And we've called Inspector Miles at his office in Wiltshire to find out how successful his project was 1 year later. And Inspector Miles, did these 22 criminals take up your challenge?
Unfortunately, not all of them. However, we did have success with, I would guess, about four or five that have stopped their offending ways. The remainder, how can I put it? We interface with them a little bit more.
What did this letter say that you sent out just about a year ago? Was it a form letter, dear felon, or what did it say?
No, they were individually named in the letter, hand-delivered, obviously to make sure they went to the right person, but to let them know, look, we know you are a main offender. We're giving you the opportunity to stop. Stop this now. We can help you. Should you fail to do so, then we will take action to arrest you, put you before the courts, and get you locked up.
What sort of crimes were they committing?
It was across the board. Public order, that's fighting, drunkenness, theft, burglary, drink driving, and surprisingly, like I said last year, the majority of them were female.
Of these 22, most of them were women.
Yes, they were.
And the people who resolved, who accepted this challenge to make a New Year's resolution, were they men or women?
It was 50-50.
And what happened to the other 15, 16 who did not take you up on this New Year's resolution?
They are being targeted by all of my staff. Every day, whenever they're out and about, we will stop them, check them, make sure they're behaving. And if they're not, the antisocial behavior orders will be put into place to make sure they do behave.
I want to make sure I understand this completely. The people who accepted this challenge from you, did they sign a statement or some kind of...
No. It wasn't legally binding at all. It was just putting them on notice that they will be targeted by my staff.
And did those did that handful of people come back to you after receiving the letter and say, okay, I hereby resolve to... crime for a year.
We visited them after delivery of the letters throughout the year just to see how things were progressing. And some said, yeah, you're absolutely right. This is not the life I choose anymore, and have amended their ways.
So does this count as a success?
Absolutely. Yeah, if I could repeat that again through this year, I'd be very happy.
Are you repeating it this year?
No, we're not. Because we're moving on now. It's still the same individuals, and we're moving on now more down the criminal line of arrest and prosecution.
Would you recommend this as a crime deterrent to other communities?
Well, it worked for me, and at least it puts people on notice. So, yeah, give it a go. That's my message to other people.
Inspector Jeff Miles joined us from his office at the Wiltshire Constabulary. Thanks very much.
Thank you.